Yeah, massive day in the world of squash. At the moment, there's a shortlist of eight sports that are gunning for one spot in 2020. And today, that shortlist of eight is going to get whittled down to three. Squash is up there, apparently, one of the favourites for that three spots, with karate and wrestling, which has got taken out of the games and are hoping to be put back in, are the front runners currently. There's also roller sports, climbing, wakeboarding, wushu, amongst others. Baseball, softball have amalgamated to become sort of one sport. So there's a lot of interesting sports there, but squash is sort of currently is one of the top three. And then the decision for whether it gets the one spot in the 2020 games is made in September, along when we find out what the host venue is going to be as well.
A lot of work has gone into sort of preparing squash to be in a position where it can be an Olympic sport. Just how much has it taken?
Yeah, this process of 2020 has been going on for a couple of years now. I've been fortunate enough to be part of that process. Each time they've taken a couple of different players from different continents, different walks of life, different age range to these IOC conventions. And it's been real interesting. I've seen it close at hand. And, you know, the sports move forward. I think in the 2016 bid, we missed out to golf and rugby sevens, who are a bit more commercialised than squash, higher profile, better TV coverage. And the sport has really pushed on from that. And, you know, the TV coverage now, you see squash on the Commonwealth Games. We've been on Sky Sports regularly now, and the coverage is fantastic. You really see the dynamic nature of the sport, because I don't think anyone has been ever in any doubt that the sport itself ticks the boxes to be an Olympic sport. The other racket sports are in there, the physical, the fitness side of the sport, everything else, it ticks all the boxes. It was just that TV side that was lacking before.
It comes across to me as the kind of sport that if you said to people, do you know that squash is not an Olympic sport, people would probably act a little bit surprised. They'd probably presume that it was in there, because it is such a well-known game, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, I had that until I was blue in the face last year with London. You know, everyone just was sort of asking me, how's your preparation going? You know, you're looking forward to it. And I sort of, you know, in the end, I sort of had a tape recorded answer, because it was so painful to have to explain. And that's the first hurdle, actually, was explain to people that it wasn't in, and we're trying to get in, because most people presumed that it was. And hopefully, one day, we've had a lot of people backing this bid. You know, high profile people from the world of sport. We've had the likes of Roger Federer and Agassi and Murray from tennis. Had Indian cricketers like Tendulkar I'm trying to think now. All the other there's a lot of high profile people from a lot of sports. England rugby team have backed it. There's a lot of people from a lot of sports who've backed this, which hopefully is going to raise that profile.
2020 is quite, you know, 7 years away, but I just wonder, you know, whether you and some of the other guys on the circuit at the moment who are really sort of pushing this bid almost feel like there's a bit of a legacy aspect to it, that even if you guys maybe aren't going to be competing at the 2020 Olympics, that, you know, when that event comes around and you are watching the squash and you're probably there, you know, watching it unfold, that you can feel proud that you managed to get the sport in.
Yeah, that's what it's about, especially for me. You know, some of the top guys are in their mid-20s, so they would be in the same age, at the same age as I am now. I'm 32, so I can safely say 2020. The only way I'll be there is maybe in your role. You know, I'll be trying to learn that side of the game, or the coaching side, perhaps. But no, it's for the legacy. The sport is getting gradually higher profile. In 7 years' time, I'm thinking back to 2005. When the decision for 2012 was made, the sport has moved forward in that that next 7 or 8 years tremendously. And another 7 or 8 years down the line, we're going to see it, you know, really, really, hopefully flying by the time 2020 comes around.
What would it mean to you on a personal level to sort of achieve that, and for the sport to finally get that recognition?
Absolutely. I think for the future of the sport, you know, it's crucial. It's always been important that our tours are self-sufficient, Olympics or not. You know, they're not as high profile as the tennis tours. The golf tour, for example, the money, the financial side is not there. But having said that, the tour still has over sort of $2 million in prize money per year total, which is, you know, it's not bad when you consider that's between about 400 professional players. So, you know, the tour is self-sufficient, but I think the Olympics would just give it another boost. It would take it to the next level and encourage young people to take up the sport as well. When you saw after London the number of kids who were taking up new sports that they'd not seen before, like handball, water polo, the sports that weren't always in the limelight until London, I think that's where squash will miss out. Kids are not going to want to take up a sport that's not an Olympic sport, and we're going to miss out on that legacy aspect, as you said before.